God of heaven, as always, I decrease so that you may increase in me. Father, allow the word of God to come forth with power, clarity, and allow your people to be empowered to continue to live out this gospel in a daily basis in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of the Lord, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yesterday, I buried my uncle, my mom's oldest brother, and spent time sharing with my extended family. My uncle is one of the 300,000 Americans that have succumbed to COVID-19. But yesterday, I was reminded of just the great man that he was. I mean, he was an engineer by trade, worked for AT&T for over 40 years. But before that, I mean, he worked for, I don't remember the oil company's name, but he was a big time engineer in the oil industry at one point, and actually devised some component that actually helped cars become more fuel efficient. So he was a big deal. To our family, we loved him and we esteemed him highly. But as I mentioned to my sister, this is where the humbling part comes in. She keeps me humble. That I was delivering the message today, that I was speaking from Psalms 23. She responded that preaching Psalms 23 is for lazy preachers. And if you can't preach Psalms 23, you can't preach anything. So my first declaration to Boulevard today is I repent for being that lazy preacher. And second, I pray that as we look at this psalm, we will see Jesus as our shepherd and find safety in his arms. So let's take a look deeper. David provides a clear picture of who God is, and I believe it is a complete picture of God. And he uses his skilled knowledge as a shepherd of the sheep to illustrate just how God is our shepherd. So first we see here that God is our shepherd and that he provides. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. When God provides, he leaves you wanting nothing. He makes sure that your needs are met and even goes beyond that, making sure that you have more than enough. And personally, I think of March 3rd, 2020, specifically. I came home and found that my house had flooded. Yeah. And after my immediate shock, and speaking to Pastor Jeff, first of all, when you're in crisis and you talk to Pastor Jeff, it's a fascinating experience because he has an ability to always remain calm. And I'm like, dude, get just as excited as I am. Like, my house is flooded. And he was like, Terrell, well, do you have insurance? And it was like, yeah, I guess I do. So after contacting, you know, State Farm and immediately beginning to benefit from the insurance of having good insurance, like you can have one of those companies that we won't name and you really go through trouble. But sometimes when you have some of the giants in the insurance industry, you really begin to see the blessings that come from that. But the immediate needs of my family were met. And when my friends heard of my plight, additional support flowed in like a continuous stream. And that support in our time of need left us wanting nothing and reminded us of God's provision. And so if you think of State Farm as good insurance, imagine the blessed assurance that we have in Jesus. Jesus is the good shepherd. And at this very moment, he sits at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf, always making provision for our vision. And that's good news, people of God, that we have this confidence and know that we can put our trust and our hope in Christ Jesus. David also helps us to see how God provides, right? He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. As I was reading about Psalms 23, I began to also read more about sheep than I'd ever wanted to. I mean, because it's important to, like, basically not only have the biblical spiritual context of the scripture, but also have this context of sheep and knowing what a shepherd does and who a shepherd is. And as I was just reading about sheep, I was like reading about the many predators. It seemed like sheep are just not safe in a pasture, right? But also sheep can also turn on humans. So you have to be a skilled shepherd to make sure that you know how to navigate these things. But here it is that David, with all of this wisdom, he says, God removes the chaos from our lives to bring us to a place of peace, to enjoy sustenance of his blessing without fear of being devoured by the enemy. The still waters typify peace and calm. My soul is restored gives us this imagery of a spa-like experience. And I know many of us enjoy the peace and the serenity of going to the spa. I haven't been in a while, but I'm waiting for things to open back up. But it's something about knowing that even though you have to leave the spa and go out into the chaos of life and go back into dealing with your issues, at that very moment, you are safe, you are protected. And God does not only want to bless us, he wants to sustain you because he's very concerned how you are provided for. He just doesn't want to give you anything. And so think about it, like how God provides is important. Have you ever received a gift that was poorly presented? And after you received the gift, it really left a bad taste in your mouth because it was poorly presented. Maybe it wasn't wrapped. Yeah. And my wife is very big on wrapping gifts and making them look pretty with a nice bow, right? But it's something about when you receive that nice gift that is presented in such a way that it's just, like before you unwrap it, you are overwhelmed by the beauty of how it's presented to you. That is how our God gives to us. He's not just giving us sustenance, but he's making sure that it's presented to us in a way that we are just in awe of his provision. Mm. Isn't that awesome? Now, with all that being said and done, we have to know that God also protects us when we face life storms. And I want to stay right here for a moment because David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, experienced a little bit of that yesterday, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Ooh, how do we survive these valley experiences? Boulevard, the beloved, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but as you witnessed in 2020, valley experiences will come and can grip you without notice. Inexplicable tragedies, what I like to call unfortunate presidents, pandemics. We will endure disappointments. We will suffer persecutions. Some relationships will fail. In this climate, you may have lost a job.
Yes.
You may have been passed over for a promotion.
Yes.
And even more painful, we may have to say goodbye to those significant individuals who make life worth living. And I can just pause right there. I remember this may sound like a morbid joke, but my sister and I had the same joke. So just pray for our family. But as I explained, we buried our uncle, and he was an engineer. And he, when my grandmother was living, I mean, he demonstrated how to both take care of your mother and your wife simultaneously. My grandmother wanted for nothing when she lived, and my aunt wanted for nothing when she lived, and anyone else in the family when they had a need, he was always able to meet the need. You know, we would always call him write the check uncle, right? And there was never an amount that seems, too big or too small. He was there. So the joke was, in his passing, the rich uncle is gone. Everybody else better have their acts together because, like, we are in this place. And so when people leave us, it can leave a void and a hole in your heart. These valley experiences can cripple us if we lose sight of the entire psalm. So today I have one assignment, and it's to help you understand how we survive in valleys. I'm not here to tell you won't have valleys, but I'm here to remind you that there is a lily in the valley, and he is bright as the morning sun. Here, David takes a turn to prepare us for life's bumps in the road. He informs us that trouble will come, but we should not be consumed by trouble, because the significant part of the scripture is that God is with us in the valley. God does not leave us when we're weak. He does not leave us when we need support. We just have to learn how to act in the valley. And I think about Boulevard when I think about this scripture, because at one point I said to Pastor Jeff, I don't want to be the member that just seems like we're always in a valley and we're always needing. But Boulevard has been that life and has been that support in valley experiences. And Boulevard don't just say, I will pray for you. But Boulevard knows how to show up and be the answers to prayer. And in this season of our lives, I have learned through this church that God will be with you in valley experiences. So we see how the story ends when we trust God, who is able to keep us from falling. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our heads with oil and our cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think David knew something about protection and living through very dangerous situations, and especially in the fear of enemies. You know, David was, you know, we read a lot of David's Psalms, and boy, he was lamenting a lot and complaining a lot and frustrating a lot. But it seemed like in Psalms 23, David got his act together, and he was able to articulate the vision of who God is. Yeah. He was able to say, look, I took down a lion and a bear. Like, he was able to say, look, the members of my own army came against me and I survived. He was able to look back over his life and see just how good and how faithful and how powerful God is. And he will remind us. So I would just like to take you on a Black church journey right now. I'm going to walk through the Psalms again just to help you understand. Mm-hmm. When we say the Lord is my shepherd, that's relationship. When we say I shall not want, that's supply. He will meet all of our needs. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. That's serenity. He leads me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. That's your spa-like experience. He restores your soul. That's healing and rejuvenation. He leads me in the path of righteousness. That's guidance. That's wisdom. That's leadership. For his name's sake, that's purpose. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's testing. These experiences will come. Yes, yes. I will fear no evil. That's protection. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope. And thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration. Mm-hmm. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That, beloved, is the blessing, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's security. Forever is eternity. And so I want to leave with you the image of a song written by a famous gospel artist by the name, he's local here in the Chicago area, Pastor Darius Brooks, and a song that was sung by the Thompson Community Singers. I would love if the Boulevard singers can sing this song one day. But the lyrics simply say, because the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, yes.
I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and he leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. And that is why I am safe. That is why I am safe. That is why I am safe, safe in his arms. And the chorus goes a little bit like this. When the storms of life is raging and the billows roll, I am glad he shall hide me.
Hide me, Jesus.
Safe in his arms. So there's some things we can't control, Boulevard. Neither of us could control what some of our fellow Americans did a couple of days ago. Somebody says, sing it. Okay. Couldn't control what our fellow Americans did the other day. And hopefully, you know, I'm not trying to tell you how you should feel, but for many people in my circle, it left us feeling not necessarily shocked, but more so anger, because we know that we live in two Americas. You know, as a Black man in America, I'm convinced that I could not have taken my friends to the Capitol to do that. And I wouldn't have survived breaking the windows to the Capitol, let alone getting inside and crapping in Capitol offices. I mean, just the desecration to these sacred spaces. But nevertheless, right, mm-hmm. we have to understand that even in the most of our chaotic situations,
yes.
we can find safety in his arms. And yes, so I'll leave you with this, and Cindy is responsible for this. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows grass, and he leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That is why I am safe, why I am safe. That's why I'm safe. I am safe, safe in his arms. And when the storms of life is raging, and the billows roll, I'm glad he shall hide me safe in his arms. I'm glad to know that I am safe in his arms. So God, as we deal with the challenges that we face as a congregation, as people living all throughout the United States of America, we just pray that this song and this psalm will become a part of our testimony, and we will find safety in your arms.
Yes, God.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.